This portion of Drive Time is made possible by Cooper Cargill Chant. Paul Chant and Lizzie Leonard have both earned the title of Super Lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for their commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com. I'm Tony Zorn. I'm joined by Laura Cummings and Lycan Rancourt, and we're talking about One Book, One Valley. It's the 14th annual event, and it's happening at libraries across the valley as well as White Birch Books. And the book this year is Becoming Nicole, which we will get into. And there's also a big event on October 24th. There will be a Dine to Donate at Black Cap Grill. That will be at 5 p.m. And then at Kennett High School afterwards, you'll be able to meet the author at 7 o'clock. That is free and open to the public. For more information at any time, go to onebookonevalley.org. That's onebookonevalley.org. Laura and Lycan, thank you both for joining me.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for having us.
This is an annual event, and the idea is to get the whole valley reading the same book and talking about it.
Exactly. We've been doing this, as you said, for 14 years, and the idea is to get people on the same page and on the same theme to talk about a book. And every year it seems that we kind of expand our range, pick up a new library, pick up and grow our geographic range. And we are now reaching down to Moultonboro, all the way up to Bartlett, across over to Bridgeton and Brownfield and Lovell. And it's just been every year, it's a fantastic thing to be involved in. And this year, some of our programming that we've had has just been fantastic. And, you know, it always culminates with the final event, having the author come. Kennett is a fantastic host. People have said to me, you know, why this book? Why this book? But it has engendered so much discussion. And everybody who has asked me that question, but who has then read the book, said, I think I get it now. There's been so much good discussion around it. And I think it's going to be a great night when the author is there. And we're all going to be talking. And that's the whole idea, is to really talk and then come together and discuss with the author, like, why did you write this book? And to have us all in one room. And that's why the big culminating event.
So it's One Book, One Valley, happening at libraries across the valley and White Birch Books. And the book this year is Becoming Nicole. We'll get into that in just a moment. They do have the big two events at the end. October 24th, there will be a Dine to Donate at Black Cap Grill. That will be 5 o'clock. And then that evening, October 24th at Kennett High School, 7 p.m., there will be a free and open meeting with the author themselves. And for more information anytime, go to onebookonevalley.org. That's onebookonevalley.org. Let's get into the book. It's Becoming Nicole. Amy Ellisnutt is the author. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about this book and what it's about.
So this is the first year I know of that One Book, One Valley has taken on sort of a more edgy topic. And I think it's a really appropriate thing to do, because people have lots of preconceived notions about what being transgendered is, and it's this book takes it way down from sort of a philosophical argument for, against, whatever, to a really personal story that's easy for everybody to relate to. So it's a story about a couple in Maine named Wayne and Kelly, who adopt identical twin boys. And after trying for many years, which was wonderful for them and joyous, when Jonas and Wyatt were toddlers, they started to struggle with Wyatt's insistence that he was a girl. And it's about how the family grew from that experience. And it's very interesting to me that sort of the book focuses very little on Nicole. She changes the least in the book. She knew when she was a toddler that she was really a girl. And she knew at the end of the book she was a girl. There's not a lot of story arc there. What's interesting is watching her family and her community grow and learn and support her. That's where the programming that the libraries and White Birch has been hosting around the book become interesting, because they've almost exclusively focused on the transgender person's experience themselves. So last Sunday night in Jackson, at the Jackson Library, we had a panel of transgender people ask a transgender person anything, and there were five panelists, and we got five different stories about their life experience. They were all different ages. It was really fascinating. So it's not that Nicole doesn't have her story, it's just that the book focuses not so much on that, with the one exception about Amy, the author, has worked for the Wall Street Journal, and her beat has been the brain and brain development, which is how she stumbled upon this subject. She was studying how transgender comes about from chemical changes in utero. And that's how she found the twins. And so she comes at it when she talks about Nicole from more of a scientific perspective, which I find absolutely fascinating. And the science is new and changing all the time.
So this is a nonfiction work?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So it's a nonfiction work, and Amy just happened to document this story that she stumbled across.
Exactly.
If you're just tuning in, it's the 14th annual One Book, One Valley. It's happening at libraries across the valley and White Birch Books. The book is Becoming Nicole by Amy Ellisnutt. They have the big event at the very end, October 24th. That's a Dine to Donate event at Black Cap Grill. And then at 7 o'clock that night is the Kennett High School free and open presentation with the author herself. And she'll be there to answer questions and have a dialogue about the book. For more information anytime, go to onebookonevalley.org. That's onebookonevalley.org. Before we move on to some of the events, and we're already running short on time almost, it seems like transgender is the topic of the year for the social cause, because we had the Conway Public Library, now the Jackson Library and White Birch Books all having events surrounding this subject. So obviously this is a very zeitgeist topic, I guess, to talk about. Was that a conscious decision when choosing the book, or was that something that just happened to pop up?
I think it was a little bit of both. We knew when we were discussing the book that we were having our first Pride in our community, and that we might be able to sort of capitalize on the momentum and continue that conversation. But mostly it was just a book that people have been asking to discuss.
Well, it's Becoming Nicole by Amy Ellisnutt, and they have the big event October 24th at Kennett High School. That will be 7 p.m., free and open to the public. You get to meet the author, ask questions, have a dialogue. Prior to that, at Black Cap Grill, 5 o'clock, there's going to be a Dine to Donate event to help with the One Book, One Valley program, and you can find more information by going to onebookonevalley.org. We are just out of time, but I do want to mention that a list of all the different discussions are happening, and if you want to just quickly go through that.
So I just want to talk about there's several more book discussions coming up, so check with your local library to see if they have a book discussion. This Saturday at 2 p.m., we're going to have Stories and Music for Kids with Shauna Eisenberg at the Jackson Library. We also have at Cook and Tamworth, No Cinderella Story, Friends Remember Ben Scott, Benderella Ray, and those are the last two. We also have a beautiful photo exhibit up in Jackson through October, Transgender Portraits. So we would love to have people come and visit for that.
And I do just have to say that the majority of this programming is sponsored by the participating libraries and the bookstore, and also by the New Hampshire Humanities. And we really couldn't put this programming on without them. And also with programs like the Dine to Donate and other programming we do throughout the year to support the One Book, One Valley. So shout out to the New Hampshire Humanities program. So thank you.
One Book, One Valley. It's going on right now at libraries across the valley and White Birch Books. The book is Becoming Nicole with author Amy Ellisnutt. And you can find the big presentation at the end at Kennett High School, October 24th, 7 p.m. It's free and open to the public. You'll be able to meet the author, ask questions, and have a dialogue. For more information, go to onebookonevalley.org. Laura and Lycan, thank you both for joining me.
Thanks for having us.
This portion of Drive Time has been made possible by Cooper Cargill Chant. Paul Chant and Leslie Leonard have both earned the title of super lawyers based on peer recognition and professional performance in the areas of personal injury and workers' comp. Have a conversation with either and see why they are well-respected for the commitment to helping clients get back on their feet. Call 603-356-5439 or visit them online at coopercargillchant.com.